Good morning. 6:29 a.m. Monday morning, July the 7th, I think. Yep. July the 7th. End of Monday working this morning. Yes. 12. Okay. Moving along. Yeah, yesterday I made a miscalculation. And I had my phone in my pocket of my PJs when I went to bed, and I took it out, put it on a site nightstand, and then forgot to pick it up yesterday morning when I got up. And it was Sunday, I didn't want to wake my wife, so I had to wait for her to wake up, and yesterday she slept in. So by the time she got up, it was just too hot. And I thought, you know what? My calves will thank me for a day of rest. And I'm not sure that's true, because they're saying, hello? But be that as it may, I didn't go yesterday, and I had to get out early this morning because I've got stuff to do today, lots of stuff to do today, and for once it's all my stuff. So yeah, I'm moving up and at 'em, Adamant. I got two doctor's appointments today. I've got to get to the bank. I've got royalty checks piling up here that have to get into the bank because they're foreign exchange. The problem with foreign exchange is that I have to go into the bank and have them do a lengthy process for each single check. And I keep saying I'm going to put the SWIFT numbers on and then forget. Which means I have to stop and go to the bank. Once every other month or so isn't too egregious. So, yeah, I gotta get that done because I got some checks that are coming up on 60 days. Yeah, I'm glad I wore my dirty clothes. I'm glad I wore my dirty clothes out this morning. They're getting a little whiffy, but I'm working up a sweat. It's only like 60, 62 degrees out here, but I'm still working up a sweat. I started out trying 130 beats a minute, trying to carve a few seconds off. Actually trying to carve a few minutes off. But I think 125 is going to be where I stay for a while yet. 130 beats a minute is just not cutting it. I have a hard enough time walking and talking at 125. I can't imagine what it would be at 130. So it's occurred to me again that I'm running out of time for the end of the year. I need to get the paperbacks out, up and out. Now, the problem is the paperbacks don't make very much money. Maybe I'll earn $100 a month on paperbacks, all paperbacks combined, once they're out. I'll get some from people who want to complete their sets, and we'll order signed editions. I'll make some there. But for the most part, paperbacks are I would say a losing proposition. They're a pretty steady source, just a very low level source. Eventually they'll pay back the time. But given how much time I've done absolutely nothing for the last month, percolate story ideas. So yeah, getting double share formatted is on my plate for today. Getting progress done on the derelict audition for Lisa Cohen is on my plate today. Two doctor's appointments. So there's a lot of stuff to do today. And I'm not going to get any of it done sitting in front of my computer, dubbing around. So here I am, out. I'm going to try to push the 6 o'clock time frame. Because that gives me a chance to get home, get a shower, get some breakfast before I have to go to my first appointment at 8 o'clock. And if I'm smart, I will take my checks with me and go to the bank, because it's right across the street from the bank. And I'll be able to get the bank thing done. I also have to do some grocery shopping, which is right next to the bank. That'll give me a couple hours before lunch, and then I have to quaff down a bit of lunch and hit up the rheumatologist. I need to arrive 15 minutes early and bring my insurance card. Monk Post. But what I really need to do is get a shower, put on some clean clothes, coming up on the dog walker. We're going in the same direction, so. It's supposed to be another hot day today, 96, according to the weatherman, probably closer to 100 here. It's late day thunder showers, windy, there's a cold front coming that's going to only drop it down to about 70. So tomorrow will be kind of warmish too, although they're saying for Tuesday, they're saying rain, off and on. Highs in the 80s. It should be a pleasant break because it's been in the 90s for a few days now. Yeah, I need to mow the other lawn today too. Tomorrow's irrigation day, so I've got to get that done. Good morning. So, I've got to get that done. Be home until 10. It's already going to start warming up. If I was clever, I'd do it like right now, except of course nobody's up. I don't expect anybody to get up for a couple of hours. Beautiful morning though, golly. I've had pretty much shade almost all the way. The noisy half mile up on the main road was a bit much, but that was also almost 20 minutes ago. And there were patches of shade here and there, so I didn't have it too bad. The sun was still pretty low in the sky, so it was still pretty cool. Atmospheric filtering. Even as little atmosphere as we have up here. Turn north, walk along the park. Oh, it's a little breeze. That's nice, I like that. This wildish grassland here is just endlessly fascinating. It changes its look with each season. From the fresh green of spring, it's now turning brown and seedy looking. With the height of the summer, the trees around it are all green, which sets it off even more. It's a sign. It may be midsummer, but the work of summer is to renew. It's an interesting idea. Morning, bunny. We have lots of bunnies. I haven't heard of coyotes. We used to have a lot of coyotes, there's a pack of them. And we'd hear them crying in the night. I haven't noticed there's enough game around for them to eat. Okay, Endomondo, talk to me. They're pretty consistent. A difference of about 5 seconds from the first half to the second half. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's Tuesday. That's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.